Jennifer Van Alstyne of Superior says it's hard to celebrate a death, even that of someone like Osama bin Laden. But she says it helps her family, who still mourns her brother Adam's killing in Iraq 5 years ago.
Definitely some relief and a huge step in the right direction for justice. I don't believe this is the end all for the whole thing, but definitely a step in the right direction.
Army Specialist Stephen Kastner of Cedarburg was killed by an explosive device in Iraq in 2006. His father, Stephen, says the Special Forces killing of bin Laden is proof the U.S. didn't need to deploy thousands of troops and start two wars.
Couldn't we have apprehended Osama bin Laden a lot earlier, or at least in the same amount of time, without 6,000 or 7,000 deaths of our service members in Iraq and Afghanistan?
Scott Pionk is the brother of Army Sergeant Matthew Pionk of Superior, who was killed in Iraq in 2008. He says this doesn't mean the end is in sight in Afghanistan.
There's another bin Laden out there. That's the problem, is that they're going to keep popping up. That's the nature of the world that we live in. But if it ever comes to pass where, you know, a character like that decides to do the dastardly things that guy did, we got to go after him, too. It is what it is.
Pionk says bin Laden's death does give his family a sense of closure.
You clearly want to know that your efforts weren't in vain. You know, you want something to point to say, you know what, this is what we were doing over there. This is what we were trying to get done, and it got done.
Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.